From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. A Senate resolution that addresses lobbyist gifts and term limits now heads to the House floor after passing a House committee yesterday afternoon. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg reports.
The legislation is split into two parts. The first part changes how term limits work for legislators. Currently, a lawmaker can only serve 8 years in the House and 8 years in the Senate. Under the resolution, there is still a 16-year term limit, but legislators can spend that time on the House, Senate, or any other combination. Senator Jason Holzman, the bill's sponsor, says 8-year term limits in the Senate has led to senators straying from serving their constituents in their second term.
Now your constituency changes. It goes from the voters who voted you in to whatever you decide you're going to do next, whether that's running statewide, whether that's becoming a private sector person, whether that's becoming a lobbyist.
The second part of the legislation places a ban on all lobbyist gifts to legislators. If passed, the measure would be put on a ballot in the November election for voters to decide. Reporting from Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg.
Republican Chairman Representative Jay Barnes said this week that the House would subpoena Missouri Times publisher Scott Faughn. Attorneys for the governor say Faughn delivered one of two $50,000 payments to an attorney who's representing the ex-husband of a woman who had an affair with Greitens. It was the ex-husband's secretly recorded conversation in which the woman with whom Greitens had an affair said Greitens blindfolded her and took a nude photo without her permission in 2015. Missouri has sent troops to Arizona to assist with border security. Four soldiers in Missouri's National Guard and a UH-72 Lakota helicopter deployed yesterday, according to a statement from Governor Eric Greitens. The statement says the soldiers will provide aerial surveillance, will not directly participate in law enforcement, and are expected to return midsummer. The state of Missouri is making changes to the call center that handles inquiries and interviews for federal food aid recipients. State data shows the average wait time for a call to be answered during the 2017 fiscal year ranged from 19 minutes on the high end to 4 minutes on the low end, though the maximum wait time was more than an hour. Jim Brightman is an attorney with Legal Aid of Western Missouri, which helps people on federal assistance. He says the call center's notorious for long waits, which are the biggest hurdle people have to overcome to find information or request a hearing. The Missouri Department of Social Services says it expects to have new software installed by the end of June that will help ensure correct staffing levels. The agency also says the goal is to be more efficient in answering calls and will start recording them this summer. Legislation that would legalize marijuana for medical use passed the Missouri House yesterday. It would allow doctors to prescribe cannabis to terminally ill patients and to those with chronic or debilitating illnesses. Republican Representative Kirk Matthews of Pacific voted against the bill, citing language allowing the state to expand the number of conditions medical marijuana could be used for. Opponents argued that legalizing marijuana for medical use could have unintended consequences, such as people driving under the influence. Supporters argued it would not only help patients, but that passing a thoroughly vetted bill would be better than passing one or more improperly vetted ballot initiatives. The bill now goes to the Missouri Senate with less than 3 weeks left in the 2018 legislative session. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.